the sugya of Misha Ochal Meshochach Velei Birech, and the beginning of Semin Kuf Peidal in Mirz Hashem. Just Mirvar, one or two Nikudas in the sugya. We saw that it's before in the Gemara that the machlekes between Meshama V'Yisrael by Misha Ochal Meshochach Velei Birech, Meshama Miyafsman Okemi V'Yivarech, Meshama Miyivarech Mokh Meshenezke, it's machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether or not you have to go back. If you left B'Shoigig without benching, do you have to go back and bench or not? Beis Shammai says you do, Beis Hillel says you don't have to. Machlokes is only B'Shoigig, but means that everybody agrees that you have to go back. The Shal is, what's Takav Shah B'Shoigig according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to go back? So the Gemara says, Beis Hillel tainos to Beis Shammai, Bechi, somebody eats the Devrechem, Misha Ochal B'Reish Abir V'Shochach, V'Yorad, V'Loi Birich, Yasa L'Reish Abir V'Yivarech, they tie it to Beis Shammai. According to what you're saying, somebody that goes and eats on top of a tall building, and he comes down, you're going to tell me that he has to go back and bench? So Beis Shammai says back, L'Devrechem, Misha Shochach Arneki B'Reish Abir L'Yal V'Yitlenu, L'Chavar Atzo Yorid L'Chavar Shammayim L'Kol Shekein. L'Chura, first of all, Beis Shammai has a good taino. Even though, when I was learning this Gemara with my son said, it sounds like your Mashkiach taino. You're able to get up for Shachar, you're able to get up for a Tiyul, you can't get up for Shachar. But that's basically what Beis Shammai is saying. You can get up for yourself, you'll go up to the top for yourself, you're not going to get up for your wallet, you're not going to get up for the Bnei Shalom. But what was Beis Shammai taino? Somebody that ate on the top of a building and he realized that he didn't bench, so then he has to... You're going to tell me that he has to go back? And let's say he came down and he realized that he didn't daven chakras and the minion's on the top. He doesn't have to go back to daven with the minion. It takes him less than 18 minutes to get there. What does that mean? Where do we find, I think just about everybody in the Chabur has, where do we find that Chazal patered you from a mitzvah because of a tircho?
Yeah.
Well, Derech HaChayka we find is maybe Derech HaChayka by Korban Pesach. There's a din lechatchila that has to be dafka in such a case. That it's one place we find. There's a story with Michalskal Abramsky that he was once giving a shir to guys being Makar of them. The kids, they got up to Kisitze, Pajdi Fastoya, and one of the guys says, L'chur, we see arrive from here that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam cheshbens out the fact that a person has a yitzhar. L'chur, it's too hard, so that it's mutter. It was a lechara rabbi. For us, it's also to work. It's mutter. So Chatzko Bramsky says, no, there's a raya not that way. He says, we have 613 mitzvahs. And this is the only place that the Rebbeinu Shalom says that you're in the middle of a war and your mom is fighting and this is the situation. The Seder, mutter sheyechlu vasa shchuta, vela shchutais instead of a. But any other place in Echanami not. Lechara, it's the same answer for this and for that also. We don't find anywhere that generally, maybe the din of Korban Pesach is a din specifically, and you have to be the skupas azor lechutz. First of all, it's not even a derech hareka, but you know that it's not so far. But it's machlokes. Lechura in a regular chiv, anytime, it's not only that, b'meizid, we find that you have to go back. Even b'sil's mask, you have to go back. So what's that for b'shegina? So the truth is that the Rishonim all asked the question that. What happens? We have a mice over here that the two Talmidim, one went back and found the Arniki did the Hovo. Kilo, he got rewarded for doing something that Lechura he didn't have to do. We know, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in the first parak, the Ptarfin Tainer, is Machogis Misham Vesila, whether or not Beshach Bechov Kumecha is literal, and Bisham Vetainer is Beshach Bechov Kumecha is literal, and therefore when you go to sleep at night, when you're saying Shema, you have to bend down, you have to be Mata Vekir, you have to bend down at the time you're learning Kriya Shema. And Ptarfin says, Pamachas Aisi Boba Derech, Rav Tarfon says he was machmer once like Beis Shammai, and he taka did. He bent down and he put himself in the mouth of the sakana to mekayim different Beis Shammai. What do they say to him? Amar lo yekidai yisalacho ba'atzim chol shevatzim different Beis Hillel. Then you should have your chayv mitzvah batzim because you went connected Beis Hillel. And now here we have a fellow who goes connected Beis Hillel still says you don't have to go back for shaygig. He went back anyhow, and nevertheless he got an arniki d'dohavu. L'chura, you're allowed to do like Beis Shammai, you're allowed to do Beis Shammai. And for the Rishonim, that here is different. Why? Because even Beis Hillel's maskim that als the tirch, it's only that they weren't matrichi to go back. But zichur, you want to know lechatchila, is it better to go back? Even Beis Hillel's maskim lechatchila is better to go back. By Beis Shammai, there's no milah whatsoever to bend down then not to bend down. If you're bent down, you don't have to sit up, because you could be like that also. But there's no mile to bend down. So if you're going to bend down, then you're showing you're going not like Beis Hillel, because there's no mile. It's going definitely Beis Hashem. But over here, even Beis Hillel Be'etzim is maskim that there's a need to go back. Just you're not mechoyev to. That's what Roy Ruben Shal Rishonim is saying. Nor is the rule also, as well, in Simon Rishid Reis brings that down. And then he says differently. He says a massive chiddush. He says like this. He says, Bedas Beis Hillel, he brings down, I don't know what it's from, Hagodas Eila Hadvarm. Eila Dvarm is the name, Eilu Dvarm is the name of our parak. Hagodas Eila Hadvarm. He says he found in Hagodas Eila Hadvarm that it says that Fakert Beis Hillel's Choylik Legamrim Beis Shammai. You're not allowed to go back. Why not? I'll just read what he says. He says as follows, Shim Chozar Hareyu Kimemaitas Akovid Loimash Ein Le Rishus Lakodesh Baruch Hu Beis Hamakom Vavan. If you don't go back, if you go back, then you're saying Kilo Hakadosh Baruch Hu only hears the tefillas where you ate. V'mbirch b'mokim shenizkar who made Hakadosh Baruch Hu shishal d'baylamai malik alaretz kvoidoi lefichem miskalas b'mokim. Fakert, you should bench dafka in the place that you remember to show that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. And therefore, if you don't do that and you go back, then you're showing Kilo Hakadosh Baruch Hu was only in the first place, not in other places. This mamash sounds like the taino that Rabbi Rachono said that the shior was going to taino to them. Rabbi Rachana said that the reason why he didn't want to tell them that he wants to go back to bench, because the Sheor is going to turn it to him, you can bench wherever you want. Bench wherever you want. Says the Arzurua, he brought down this, he says, Chared Mashmoyes Argamar is maybe not that way, but it's brought down that Beis Hillel holds Zafka, that you're not allowed to go back, because it's a chasarn in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, very good. What did he say about Mezid? Why is Mezid different then? Even by Mezid, you shouldn't be allowed to go back. The Choritz Mavoris, you could say that according to this, Eilat Varm is going not like our Gemara. And that's not the Pashas of our Gemara also, even without that. Mezid is one Shverket. The second Shverket is that Unzer Sug is the Chor not that way. The Nekuda, the Machlekes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai was like we said beforehand, where the Metriach you, where the non-Metriach you. Are you going to tell me that if he benched on the top, that he has to go back? That's not the Nekuda according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to go back. You're not allowed to go back. The Chor, Unzer Sug is not that way. So what's Takap Shah? What's Takap Shah in Beis Hillel?
Is there any possible way to do it,
Mamash, like Beis
Shammai?
Or if you, even if you say, I'm doing this, because I have to,
you're
still, Shpitz
Beis Hillel.
Like,
is there any ever a way that you're
going to
show that
you're near to Beis Shammai? If you go back? Yeah. No, because even Beis Hillel is maskim. And therefore, you're thinking, not like
those are wrong, you're allowed to go back. I'm saying, but what's Machlek Beis Hillel said that you don't need to do Beis Shammai, so they're not an argument of halacha, just who they are. So
they are. Are you mechuyev to go back or not? Yeah, but it's not nicker in what you're doing. If he says it, maybe the question could be mechayev the guy because of what he said, but it's not nicker in what he's doing there. It could be that a person is allowed to be machmer like Beis Shammai, even if he's doing it lahedi to be mechayev to be Beis Shammai. As long as you're not, if Tafron was lying down and he didn't get up because he wanted to be machmer like Beis Shammai, that's fine also because it's not nicker. The problem was hitaisi the Kriski Beis Shammai. You did something that was nicker that you're not possibly Beis Shammai.
Like, sit down by Mar Shema, the Davka to be like Beis Shammai mentally, that'll be fine.
If you're it says in Allah, you're not supposed to sit down. You're not supposed to sit down before Beis Shammai because it's nicker that you're doing it. Vokama, that it's not a problem that it's nicker because you were walking in, the place can say you're walking in from the bathroom and you came and you sat down and it happens to be the holding by Shema. Can you sit down right now? Yeah, you could because you're not sitting down. But if you're standing up and everybody starts saying Shema and you sit down to say Shema, then it's nicker and you're nechrami. And Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to do it. If you don't go like Darzah Ruah, they go like the Pasha of the Sugil. Then what's Takap Shah? Slavush says, what's the Indian, Bechlal, what's the Indian of that which Chazal were mechayev you to bench in the place where you ate? The halacha is Misha Achal v'Shochav v'Leibiruch v'Mekoymai. Then we have machlekes. But the halacha is lechatchila. You're supposed to mevarach v'Mekoymai. What's the pshat? Why do you have to mevarach v'Mekoymai? Why taka is this taina of the shayor of Rav Avraham Bar Chana and the Arzurua? Why is the taka not correct? Why is it not right? Lechori, you should be able to bench wherever you want. And if there's a reason why you have to bench daf in the place where you ate, so what's the difference? What you ate? We saw that there's a difference between whether or not you ate past, whether or not you ate some things which is brain and fascist. You're not mechayev to go back. Dafka something which is toin brocha acheres b'mekoyimah, alecharev b'mekoyimah. Dafka something which you're mechayev to bench in that place. If you didn't bench in that place, you have to go back. The question is, why? Why is there a chalik in the foods? Levush, in Kuf Bei Dalet, at the beginning of Kuf Bei Dalet, he says that his lashon is a person sits down to have a chosh of a sudo. He doesn't walk around during the sudo. Certainly, a person is snacking on something. He could be he's walking around. He's is not kaveh amokin. When a person is having a davar chashuv, he's having a sudo, he's having something which is chashuv, then he's kaveh. The derech is that a person is kaveh amokin. Gigoyin pas, umine dogon, it says il muktis rabusa kol shivas aminim. Tarek levarach gamkin bois amokin, shekova sham lechal sudasai, kidei shien nikr shmevarach lashem yizbarach amasha ochasham. Says Levush that the reason why you're mechuyev to bench in the place where you ate is that it should be nikr the hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is coming out the Sudan. That which I'm being mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chalta v'savota v'rachto, it should be nikr that the v'rachto is going on the v'chalta v'savota. It should be nikr that that's what the benching is for. The benching happens to be in benching, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a lot of different things. Right? Al Yerushalayim, Machas Biz David, Eretz Yisrael, Bris Chashel Sandu Yisrinu, Teros Hashlim Aratonu. That's a chilek of it. It has to be nikr that the hoidah that you're giving now is the hoidah for the achila. Memela, if you bench in the place where you ate, then it's nikr. If you didn't bench in the place where you ate, it's not nikr. That's only if you're kaveh amokim. When you're kaveh amokim, you eat something which is the derech is to be kaveh amokim, then if you left the place, it's not nikr. But if the derech is not to be kaveh amokim b'chlal, then it's not a davar which is chashiv, which is matzrich you to bench right over there, and therefore it's not a chesaron if you bench somewhere else. Kenzayim b'chlal, the bracha achrayin is not a chashav bracha achrayin, and we'll see. Maybe that's mehur in the, we'll see it in the sugi mirtz Hashem v'shinim, okay. Exactly what the difference is between them. But, says Levush, when you're koivea mokin for your achilo, then you have to bench there also, that it should be nikr, that you're being mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that which you ate. Lefidus, l'chorera, that's very glad to base Hillel's taina. Base Hillel's taina it is, that's a din l'chatchilo, in a chanami. That's a maila in the bracha, that it should be nikr, that you're benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the achilo. But kokama that you didn't do it, b'shegig you left, then in a chanami, you're not going to have to go back. It's a hinder in the bracha. Now what you have to go back with meizid, that's a knas. You didn't do like Chazal said, l'chatchila, lehed you went keneged Chazal, then the knas, you have to go back. But kokama that it was b'shegig, how much are Chazal going to be matrichu? That's what their time is. Mishocha b'reisha b'yir, you're going to tell me that he has to go back? For a hinder in the b'yir hazamal, then he has to go back. And Beisham Etanis, you're right, can't sign that in a chanami, it's only a hider. But for your egin akavi to go back, for the hider of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the bracha, you want to go back? Maybe give me medamet to the halacha that we just saw in Simen Kuf Pei. We saw that the halacha is that Ein lahasar amap avei purin, lefnei berach zamazin. The first halacha in Sefalef, it says you're not supposed to take off the... You're not supposed to take off the bread before you bench. Why not? There's actually four different reasons given. Mr. Brewer in the Sefkat Nalaf, he says, "Kidei she'en nikr la'kol shemevarach l'Hashem yizbarach l'chaz devetuva ha'gadol, she'eichin mazin l'chol b'yoy sof." First reason that he says, it should be nikr to everybody, you're leaving the bread here, it should be nikr that you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bread that he gave you. And let's say a person didn't do it. A person didn't leave the bread on the table b'shas b'yoy chazamazin. He took it off, he finished, or he took it off, and doesn't put it back. Let's say Berfatav was b'shegig. Are we going to tell you that he wasn't yetzer b'rach zamazin because he didn't have the bread on the table? That's it, he wasn't yetzer. It's a hinder in the b'rach zamazin. And there's four different reasons why you should leave it on. Nevertheless, zichr b'di'evit, you're going to be yetzer. B'pashtas, even b'mezit, you're going to be yetzer. But we see the yisoid that even though it's only a hinder in the b'rach zamazin, also that it should be nikr that the b'rach zamazin is on this bread, nevertheless, it's only there, even if you don't have the bread, l'mais is still nikr because you ate in that place. But if you left the place, then there's less of a hecker. Mechatchila, you're supposed to go back. Kol kama that you didn't go back was b'shegig. Says b'shamai, we're not going to be mechayiv you. Says b'sil, we're not going to be mechayiv you to go back. You left b'shegig, you're not going to be mechayiv to go back. B'meizid zichr in achnami. You did something keneged chazal, then we're going to make you go back. The yavit says a different pshat. The yavit says he says ken zayin that pshat of b'sil is that since we know that you're only allowed to bench ad kadesh yisach ha-lamazin shebimeyo, like the Mishnah says. Memeila chazal, how long is that? It's not clear. It says arba milin, which is a parsam. Arba milin, it's machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos that them saw, between whether or not arba milin is the gag, it's the most amount of time that you have, is up till 72 minutes, or like Tosfos says, it's the smallest amount of time that you have. After you have a sudo, you have at least 72 minutes, after achila merubo. But, certainly you have 72 minutes. Certainly you have 72 minutes by Echila Meruba. What happens if you got up and you left your place and you're an hour away? And now you're going to go back, you're going to miss the time. You're going to pass by the Shiras Manikol. Really, you're not able to go back. So Mamelo, you're not going to bench. Therefore, Beis Hillel holds Al tloy plug, then you never have to go back. If you left b'shoigig, if you left b'meizid, once again, you did k'neged chazal. But since, if you left b'shoigig, then since it could come out, you're going to get to a matzev where you're not going to bench. If I tell you to go back, you're not going to bench. Why? Because you're going to be after the zman equal. You're already an hour away, and if you're going to go back, you're going to be after the zman equal and not going to be able to bench. The Mele Chazal said, you never have to go back. You never have to go back, even if you're not far away. That was the he says the Avitz, that's really what Pesil said. Mishachal Bresh Abir, he was far away. He went far away. You're going to tell me he's going to go back? Could be by the time he's going to get back upstairs, he's going to already be past the zman equal, and he's not going to be able to bench. So it's going to come out of his chumrah of going back, is maybe they cool, he's not going to be able to bench. Memela loy plug chazal, and they said that you never have to go back. That was Beit Hillel's taina. Nechanami wasn't so much out to tircha. Mishalcha b'reish abira, you tell me that he's going to have to go back. L'chura, it's a mokim which is rochik, and there's a possibility for him to lose his ability to bench. To lose his ability to bench. Memela, therefore, he doesn't have to go back. What was Beit Shammai's taina back? L'chvei d'atzmai. Says the Yair is something interesting. He says, v'efshir, Dilma Beishame Nami Le Pachi Bida Ozo Parsa. Maybe Beishame Takadon Pater when you walk the Parsa. What does he mean to say? Beishame doesn't hold to the din of Misha Ochal Velibirch Ad Kama Varch Ad Kadeshi Sachal of Mazin Shabemev. In other words, if we're saying that Beisila holds that if you're going to go back, you might lose the ability to bench, so what does Beishame hold? If you go back also, you might lose the ability to bench. So he says, no, Kenzain Beishame Taka holds, we'll see La Alacha, the Taka are masking. But Beishamai, Kenzain Beishamai holds that in Echlam you have more than a parcel. You have more than a parcel, therefore it's much less of a chshash that you're going to lose your ability to bench. What does that mean? So we saw the next Gemara says, going on the Mishnah, you have, like Gemara says, up until 72 minutes, l'chol pachis. Why do you lose your ability to bench after 72 minutes? What happened after 72 minutes that you're not able to bench? Now that you're past the zman equal, so you can't bench anymore. What happened to the chiyuv daraisa that you had 5 minutes ago? What happened to it now? How was it nifka? How is the poka the chiyuv daraisa that you had? Maybe that's good for what the Avitz means. That Beishame holds you have there's no limited amount of time that you're able to. There's no limited amount of time that you're able to. That you're able to bench. You could bench even you could even bench 2 hours later, 3 hours later. Doesn't make a difference. Why? Because you have a chiv d'oraisa, so, and the chiv d'oraisa was never poka. The chiv became because of the svia. That was the gurn for the chiv. The question is, do I still have to be savea now? The gurn for the chiv was that I was savea. But until when? So it could be, maybe until next time I eat, so there's no birch zambazin once you ate it another time, so you ate it was poka, the chiv. But What's mechayev you? What's mafkir rechiv? So the truth is that the Chazanish clears fakert. He says, why b'chlal do we extend the amount of time to 72 minutes? B'chori, you should have to bench right away. As soon as you eat, you should have to bench. Maybe l'chori, I would say, al derech every birchas hashvach. It's a big question. What is birchas hamazon? Birchas hamazon is birchas hanenin. It's a chiddush. It's birchas hanenin, which is after the achila, or it's a birchas hamitzvah, best mitzvah daraisa, or it's a birchas hashvach. Birch Hashvach, like we have on Har Vav Vayis, on lightning and thunder. So L'chor, the Mashmas L'Chazanish, that he understood that it's like a Birch Hashvach. That when you see, when you hear thunder, or you see lightning, the halacha is, like the Mishnah Berurah says, you have till Terech Kidei Dibur to be Mevarech. You have 2 seconds to be Mevarech. And after that, you lose your ability. Why? Because it's gone. The Shevach that you want to be thanking God for is no longer here. So to Achila, you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Achila, as soon as you finish your Achila, you're mechuyev to bench. For karma that you went already 5 minutes, you lost your ability to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this thing. It's like if you saw the Yam. You saw the Yam, you're going up north, and you decide not to take the 6. You're going up on the 4. And you're able to see the Yam, and then you pass by, and the buildings start block off your vision. You're not able to see the Yam anymore. Are you allowed to still make a bracha? Not so pasha, you're allowed. Pashat is once you're not able to see it anymore, Pashat, you have to be able to see it, or it should be Tekhidei Dibur. If you're going to see it in another minute, then maybe you can make a bracha again. If you make a bracha, you didn't lose that. But the Pashat is that any Birch HaShvach, you have to, it's only B'shat Maitha of the Dover that you want to be Meshavach HaKadosh Baruch for, that you're able to say the bracha. The Mela Tainas the Chazanish, what's Pshat that Chazal gave you till Zman Ikul? L'chor, you should have to be Mevarach right away. So he says, he clears, what's the Pshat? is the pshat that be'etzem, you're not thinking, when zman equal is because the birchas hamazon is not dafka for the achila. It's for that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you food, and as long as the food is still not been digested, then your body is still gaining from the food, and therefore you're still allowed to be mivarech. He says it's kilo as if you're continuing to eat the entire time. Up till 72 minutes, it's kilo as if you're continuing to eat. It's not for the ma'is achila. It's for what the achila does for your body. And for 72 minutes, the achila, until it's been digested, your body is still in the process of eating. It's kilo as if you're eating the entire time. Or do we say no? Be'etzem, it's for the ma'is achila. The birchas hamazon for the ma'is achila. Just Chazal said that there's a gvul to when you're allowed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ma'is achila. When the food is no longer there anymore, after this amount of equal, then you're not a thing of Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not for the Tzviya. It's not for the feeling of Tzviya that you have the entire time. It's not kilos if you're eating the entire time. No, you're thanking Kaddish Baruch Hu for the Achila. However, the Chazal gave you 72 minutes, or it's L'charit Adinder Aisa, you have 72 minutes, because up until then, your body is still, it's not considered as if you're eating, but it's still as the food is still there. The food is still in the body. It's still in the process of being digested. But mainly you're allowed 72 minutes. So he says, L'chura, we have a raya from Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that Yaslu Mekoyim V'Yavarech. Even B'Shogeg, you have to go back and be Mevarech. Now, if it's Kilo as if you're eating the entire time, up until 72 minutes, Kilo as if you're eating the entire time, so why do you have to go back to your place and bench? L'chura, as soon as you remember, it's Kilo as if you just finished eating right now. Because you're eating continuously. You're right that the food went down your food pipe. It went down and it went into your stomach and you're no longer putting food into your mouth. But as long as the body is digesting it, kilos I'm eating the entire time. Eating until 72 minutes. So as soon as you remember, you should be able to be mevarech whatever you want. Because you'd be mevarech b'mokim that you ate. Oh. Yafemot. It doesn't say right. It's zeich l'davar l'chari b'shamay that in a chanami it's for the achila. In a chanami, we're thanking for the. It's not ki'ilu as if you're eating the entire time. Rather, we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the chila which you did a half an hour ago. Just you have a 72-minute period to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for that achila till the food is gone. It's not ki'ilu as if you're eating the entire time. It's not for the sviyah. You're not thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the sviyah. Now the chura, like Rav Shon's tining, according to the Levush's taina that we said beforehand, then L'chara, he doesn't have a raya. The Levush said, what's the reason why you have to bench in the place where you ate? That it should be nicker that you're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the food that you ate. What does it help you that in Lumdis, it's kilos if I'm eating the entire time? If I left the place that I ate, I'm a half an hour away, but still it's kilos if my stomach is still as if I'm eating the entire time. It's still not nicker that you're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the food that you ate. You're not eating now. You're right in din, it's kilo as if you're eating right now. But L'chara, it's not nicker. According to the Tam Levush, L'chara, it's not nicker. The truth is that if you look at Levush Taka seems to say, not like the Chazon Ish, that the Chiv is not for the Ma'is Achila, rather it's for the feeling of Tzviya that you have, which is continuous. He says, what happens? In this Achla Achila, Havim Mu'uvish Eni Yochal Iskerin. He says, after equal, that's it. We know that Chazal say, Mu'uvish Eni Yochal Iskerin is a person that's Mavato Kriyashma. Anytime you miss a Mitzvah Daraisa, Mu'uvish Eni Yochal Iskerin. That's it, it's finished. You lost the opportunity. Ve'ein mo'yalei abrocho, da'ala soiva hu mevarech. His lashon is, you're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the soiva, for the feeling of satiation that you have. D'chziv al'chalto v'sovoto v'rachto. He's medayik in the pasuk. V'chalto v'sovoto v'rachto. The bracha is going on not just on the chila, it's on the svia. V'loi kishin es achla achila shekvar chozev in esraiv. And not when, after that you digested it, that you're now once again hungry again. So he says, L'chur, he seems to say that you're not thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Ma'is Achilo. You're thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Tzviyah. And the Tzviyah extends for 72 minutes. What's the Nafka Mina? If it's for the Achilo or it's for the Tzviyah? There's a bunch of Nafka Minas. Rekiv Eger is Matayin. We saw this already last month. Kuf Pevov. What's the Halach of Rekiv Eger in his Agoris and Shulchan Aruch says, what happens a Bar Mitzvah boy on the eve before his bar mitzvah? He eats at Shkiyah at 7 o'clock, he eats at 6 o'clock, and he fills himself up, and let's say he doesn't bench yet. He doesn't bench, now it gets to 7:30, and he's still full. Let's say it's 6:38, we'll just get out of any questions. Even if according to Rashi, according to Tesis. 6:38, and he's still full, at 7:30, and he can't remember if he benched after Tzeisik HaChavim or if he didn't bench after Tzeisik HaChavim. Is it a Safek Daraisa or is it a Safek Darabonim? If he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Achilo, if the Chiv is for the Achilo was when he was a Katan. Memila the Chiv of Birchas HaMazon is for the Achilo, Memila it's only a Chiv Darabonim. Mashengin, it's for the Sviya, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Sviya is still now. The Sviya is now, and therefore you're going to have a Safek Daraisa. And he says even Vaiter, now he says a real Chiddush. He says, what happens if he benched? He ate at 6:30 and he benched at 6:45. Then it comes 7:30 and it's still full. So he has Argosh of Sviya. He's still Mechuy, now he became Mechuy Midaraisa. You're right that he benched beforehand, but the benching beforehand only Pater Rechiv Darabanan. Now he's a Bar Chiyuvah, he's a Bar Mitzvah, and he has a Hargosh of Sviya. The Sviya is Mechayv Midaraisa. If the Chiyuv is not because of the Achila, but because of the Sviya he has, even when he's a Bar Mitzvah boy, afterwards, after Mechayv should be Mechuyv, even though he benched already beforehand, he should be Mechuyv to bench now Midaraisa. The Chazon Ish in the Shtikon Chof Ches, he names on Lishitasai that the Chiv is Al Tzachil. Memeli brings down Rekiv Eger and he says, no, it's Pashit, that he does not Mechuyiv. You're not Mechuyiv to be the bench again because the Chiv is Al Tzachil and Chiv is when he's not a Bar Chiyuv. He says the same thing is going to be by Gershon his Geyer. What happens if a person, before he's Megayer, he has his, I'm going to call it the Last Supper, but he has his last meal before he's Megayer. And then he's Megayer. Then afterwards he's still full. What's the story? Is he Mechuyiv Midaraisa at the bench afterwards or not? L'chori is not Mechuyiv because the Achiv Achila came b'shas that he was a goy, not b'shas that he was a yid. However, if you understand that it's because of the Sviya, so then the Sviya is even after he's a yid, then l'chori should be Mechuyiv at the bench. Says the Chazon Ish, no, the Chiv is only on the Achil, that's not on the Sviyah. But according to Levush, Ken Zayin, and the Chiv would be on the Sviyah, sign in the case of the Bar Mitzvah, and sign in the case of the Ger, the Chayyid would be Mechuyiv. What's that? On the Treif Emil. It wasn't Treif for him. Chayyid wasn't Treif. What? No, Ken Zayin, for him it wasn't Treif. It's like somebody that's eating Yom Kippur. We know that Allah is a person that's Mechuyiv to eat Yom Kippur, and he does bench. That's Allah. How do we pass in La Halacha? It's not clear. The Chazon Ish names on like that, Kipshutoi. There is a Chiddush that we'll see in Mirz Hashem, the end of Kuf Pei Dalet, a similar Chiddush. We'll see if we can be Mechal between them, but a similar Chiddush. What happens if a person eats a Suda, and he's not totally full, or he was full, and then an hour later, it goes down a little bit. Let's see, he wasn't totally full. Let's just make it simple. He wasn't totally full after he benched. Then, half an hour later, he eats a Kezias. And now he's full. So he benched already. He waited half an hour, and now he had a kezayis. Ooh, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Now he's full. Taco. Is he mechuyiv midaraisa at the bench or not? What's enough mean if he forgot if he benched? Is it a safek daraisa? Safek darabanan? He brings down, the Bir Halacha brings down from the Radvaz, it's partial that in that case you're chayiv midaraisa, he says. Because now you came to a shir sviya. Aye, lemaisa, you already benched on your chiv from beforehand. It's mashmah that the sviya continues. And you're able to, your achil is continuing, and you're able now with your kezayis now to get to a massive sviya. But if it was out the achila that you had beforehand, you already pater the achila from beforehand, and remaili started a new achila l'chero. Maybe you can mechal between the two cases. There is a mashmois in the Mishnah Berurah l'chero, that in such a case, taka, you would be mechuyiv to bench. It would be a safek darais, and if not, mechuyiv to bench. L'chero, it's telling this shaila. Is it out the achila, or is it out the sviya? L'chero is the machlekes in the Chazon Ish levush. That's with regard to the sugya. The first two se'ifim of Simin Kuf Pei Dalet. We should really be doing more, but we have what to do, Rabbi Isai. So, to finish Kuf Pei Dalet, we go to the sugya of Shinui Mochim, Beis Hashem. Mechaber says in Simin Kuf Pei Dalet, Likvoya Mokom Mokom Suda, Bracha Mokom Suda, Ad Kam Yechol Avarach Mishoch Vilei Birch. Says the Mechaber, Mi She'ochal B'mokim Echod, Tzarech Lavarach Kedim She'akum B'mokim. The halacha is, he brings down, he soys him, the mechaber, interestingly enough, when it comes to b'mezid, he soys him like the Shittas HaRambam. That, l'chatchilo, you're supposed to go back, with the eved, you're yetze. And then afterwards he says, v'moye shegig, then he's mechaber between the Rambam and the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, which the Prima Gondon speaks out, means Rabbeinu Yonah b'shem the Chorin HaMestis. The Berkei Yosef says the Toy Sefer, But Pirkei Avot says Rabbeinu Yehuda really holds like the Rambam, the Beis Yosef says. Rabbeinu Yehuda Mishim the Ga'inim, that holds like the Rosh. Then he brings down, Bishagi, he brings down the Machlokes in the Rambam and the Rosh. But in the beginning, he says him like the Rambam. The Rambam throws in, that's Dafka Lefi the Rambam, but according to the Rosh and the Chanami, that amazing, you're not going to be able to feel with the oven. That's the halacha of if you got up. Now, what says the Mishnah Berurah? That's Dafka if it's you left the room. However, Mipina Lepina Vaisel Cheder, if you went from place to place in the same room, even if you can't see the place where you ate, because you went behind a mechitza, or you went behind a beam or a pole or something, and you can't see the place that you ate, it says, nevertheless, that's not considered Shinu Mokim, and there's no problem whatsoever to bench in the second place. Sounds like, according to Mishabura, even Lechatzchilo, as long as the Mokim is Mukif Mechitzas, like he says in the Sharatian, you're in a room, you're inside, then so long as you're in the same room and you haven't left the room, then even if you bench in a place that you can't see where you ate, but since you're in the same room, it's not a problem. Accordingly, Kafachayim says Lechatzchilo, you shouldn't get up to, you should bench Lechatzchilo in the place where you ate. If there's no reason not to get up, then bench in the place where you ate. But from here it sounds like an Echanam is not a problem. Which would mean that somebody's wife in the middle of the Suda gravitates towards the couch, and then she wants to bench on the couch. Is that a problem? Or you tell the Lechatzchilo you're supposed to bench by the table? So if it's all in the same room, it's all in the same heck of mechitzas, so in America maybe it's stuck in a different room. But if you're all in the same room, here in Eretz Yisrael, then the couch is in basically one big room with for most people, then l'chor there's no, maybe you shouldn't bench on the couch, if you want to say, fine. But al tzedin of shinu mokim, l'chor according to Mishabura, there's l'chatchila you're allowed to bench on the couch. It doesn't have to be daf in the table, it could be even on the other side of the room, it could be in Beis Yishai dining room and you're benching totally on the other side. As long as it's in the same room, then l'chor it's not a problem to move. The l'chor would be the same halacha that Sharatin says. If you're outside and it's a makom which is mukum mechitzas, would have the same halacha. We're gonna have to see exactly where do we draw the line there. If you're in a nature reserve that's 150 square miles, and it happens to be that there's a fence around the entire nature reserve, is that also considered as a makom mechitzas, and now you can walk for 3 days without a problem and bench in the second place? Zichur, there's going to be a gather. We'll see Mr. Shem and Kofai and Ches. Where do you draw the line? But Bepashtus, if you're in a regular place, that's you're in a park, you're in a, that you could see the fence around you, then Lachur, it's not a problem to move from place to place. According to Mr. Buro, that's all considered Oysa Mokrim. It's not a problem of Shina Mokrim. You're allowed to bench in the Chachim. What's that?
And the Allah and Kofai about the Mappa and the Lechem.
The mapa and the lechem still be in front of you lechatchila. So that would be also depending on what you eat. If we hold that by chamishes min dogon, that there's the same din, which we'll see in Mirtz Hashem, then there's a lot of cases that lav dafka will have pas. And this din of pure pas, the chor is only by pas, not by chamishes min dogon, be by other things as well. But in a chanami, you would have that. If you take your bread with you, then also. If you take your bread without eating, if you eat, then. Yes, the question is, what's with the tuna sandwich? Should you leave over from your tuna sandwich al tzedin of piruri pas? It could be that you should leave it in a little bit, you should leave over a little bit. Don't leave over too much, because it's going to end up in the garbage can. You're not getting it for the honey. But leave over a little bit, then it should be an echnami. Take your bag, and you ate your sandwich in, and leave over a tiny little bit al tzedin of piruri pas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's all if it's inside. But if you're outside, then in a chanami, Yutaka shouldn't move if you're not surrounded by a fence. However, he says, V'chol arba amais mimokim achilosev choshev mokim echad. V'yuchol lahatik mimokim al-idei miniya ketani. He says, even when you're outside, toich arba amais is all considered mokim eshal adam. First of the mokim is arba amais. But then he says, you could leave anywhere within the arba amais al-idei miniya ketana. If you have any reason, any small reason, that you don't want to bench right here, you want to bench on the other side of the table, you want to bench whatever, that's not a problem. That's all considered, even though you're not surrounded by a fence and you're out in the open, it's still not considered as a shini mokin. You're allowed to go to the other side of the arba amis. The question is, why do you need a miniya ketana? L'chor, if arba amis is mekayim shaladam, so even without a miniya ketana, l'chor, this is your place. You almost have to be sitting in the exact balata that you ate, and if you move over on the bench, then it's already, you moved. If you don't have miniya ketana, you shouldn't move over on the bench. You almost have to, how much of a hair's breadth does a person have to move over? So Ken's Tavard is that once you're outside and you're not inside, Befrat, if the vart is like levush, then it should be nicker that you're benching in a place that you ate. Befrat, if you don't have a table, then it's not nicker that you bench in the place that you ate if you moved. Even if you moved Toich Dalan Ames, but you're already not in the same place. Only if you bent, if you're mamish sitting in the same place. I don't know if it means that if you got up and you want to come back, is that considered nicker that you're in the same place? You shouldn't get up, you should bench before getting up. That it should be nicker, legamri, that you're in this place. You can move to Dalat Amis. Mashmois is that lechatchilo, Yutaka should not move to a, Yutaka should not move out of your Dalat Amis if you're outside. Once you're outside, you should not move out of your Dalat Amis. That's already considered a Shini Mokin. Clap in the din of benching in the place where you eat. And we'll see also when it gets that this is really the lechatchilo of getting up, Shini Mokin. Then we'll see Mr. Shem in Kufayin Ches. Now, what happens, the Chathilo of the Halacha is, Mishabura says, is Machria, we have Machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether or not we pass like Beis Shammai, like the Rosh says, that you have to go back B'Shoigig, or we pass like the Rambam says, like Beis Hillel, that you don't have to go back B'Shoigig. What do you do, L'maiso? Says the Mishabura, Kasvar Achreinim, Dekei Nochan Linig L'maiso, that you should go back, L'Chathilo, even B'Shoigig, you should go back to bench where you ate. Im Lo Yishu Shasat Chak, Doz Yochol Ismech, Asvar Rishenu. That's the Shasat Chak, then you could be Semech on the Asvar Rishenu. Now, what happens if you're going to go back and it's going to be Shir equal? What do you do in such a case? So Mishnah Berurah says beforehand, he says, even b'meizid, if you left, if it's going to be Shir equal by the time you go back, you should bench where you are. Now, that works in the Shita Saramba, that you're going to be the Evid. The question is, what's in the Shita Sarash? So Mishnah Berurah is talking in the Shita Saramba when he says it. L'chura, also the Shita Sarash, in the Choshas Tzcha Gadol Mizeh, L'chura in L'chura Shas Tzcha Gadol Mizeh, that it's Shas Tzcha K'b'di'evah Dami. What's going to be in such a case? L'chura, you don't have the ability to go back. So we saw, Machzor Shakel says in the Magen Avraham, that Ken Zayin it's a Bracha L'Vatala according to the Das HaRosh. You're not yet to be the Eved. But maybe you're only not yet to be the Eved in a case where you have the ability to go back. But Kokama, you don't have the ability to go back, then Ken Zayin that even the Rosh would be masking that you have to bench. The Mashmois of the Mishnah Berurah is that he's paskening Lamaisa that you should bench. Even if you left B'meizid, if by the time you go back it's already going to be Shir equal, then in a Hanami you should bench in the place that you are, and it'll be Yotzei L'Chol HaPachas L'Shitas HaRambam. Maybe even the Shitas Rosh would be masking in such a case. Maybe even B'Sham would be masking in such a case that you should bench in such a place. It's really, it's like a Sfek almost. Maybe you're passing the Rambam, and if you're passing the Rosh, then the Rosh would be masking. But Frat, if you have a Chiv Daraisa, Zichr, you should bench in such a case. Now, practically, what's the case? A common case that happens, I've gotten the question on numerous occasions, a guy comes to second Seder, or a night Seder, and he realizes, whoops, I didn't bench. I got busy in the middle, I got a phone call, and started schmoozing, and then I realized that it's 3:15, ran, and got to yeshiva, and realized I didn't bench on my tuna fish sandwiches that I had for lunch. What do I do now? Do I go back home to bench or not? The halacha is, Mishnah Berurah says, that lechatchila, even b'shoigeg, you're supposed to go back. Im lo yishu shasat chak, unless it's a shasat chak. Now, l'chura, going back home, after you got to yeshiva, 15 minutes back, 15 minutes there, and is half an hour, depending on where you live, b'chal. And whether or not I have to take a taxi home, and b'chal, if there's construction in Yerushalayim, take you 40 minutes in each way. L'chura, ein l'cha shasat chak gadol mizeh. Shasat chak, you're going to miss a half an hour of seder. L'chura, that's a shasat chak. And you'd be able to be, you'd be able to l'chatchil do this. I did see that Rabbi Yisrael and his Dor Malachtim brought down from one of his Bnei HaChaburo, that wrote to Chaim Kanievsky, and he asked him this question. The person comes to the yeshiva, Seder, and he's going to miss Seder. So Tzarech Lachzer, he wrote back. The Shaila is, why Taka is not Shasat Chak? Most of the Paiskim say that in Echram is Taka Shasat Chak. Why Taka that Reb Chaim holds is not Shasat Chak? So it could be, first of all, I saw somebody who was Mitzadid, not Pitas Reb Chaim, but that's not considered Shasat Chak. To be Mevatel Torah, to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, that you're Mechuyev to do. You're mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvahs the way the Chazal is mitzakan the mitzvahs. It's lumer shalem anas lasis. The halacha is the chatzkul. You're supposed to go back, and therefore you should go back. Now, if you have a chavrusa and he might be mevatel him also v'chulu, then he's not mechuyev to lose out because of you. He's not going to learn without. Could be also that Reb Chaim didn't make a difference to him where he was, and he could learn on the way there. He could learn on the way there and learn on the way back. It wouldn't make a difference to him b'chol. Most of the paiskim seem to Naaman that in a chanami such a thing would be a shatatcha, and therefore you wouldn't have to go back. Now, what you could clear is really whether or not you should you go to Nachama's bakery. Maybe you should go to Nachama's bakery, pick up a roll, and wash again. It's really stiff base, and wash and bench. That way you'll be mekayim the alechatchila dekadin. That we'll see in Sif Beis. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, and with this we'll end for this week, Beis Hashem. V'amed varam murm k'shein le'pas oid. Avam yesh le'pas oid, yoricham alakam ha'sheni ma'at v'yivarech, rak shle yeroiv mitchilo me'achilo rishenu. Says the Mechaber, al Peter Vader Peretz, who's Mechadish, that this whole machlekes and this whole din of the chiv to go back and bench in the place where you ate is dafk in a case where you're not mamshech your suda in the second place where you went to. But if you're mamshech the suda in the second place you went to, and the Mishnah Berurah says mamshech the suda means afilu b'ma'at pas. The nekuda is not that you eat, you have a shir achila. That's not you don't need a shir. Something that kavachayim is betzadeh. That pocket me kezayis, we never find this, the shame achila. Mishnah Berurah says lahedi, we don't pass in that way. We pass in that even less than a kezayis, you're able to be mamshech your suda. Why? Because the nekuda is not having a shir achila, the nekuda is being mamshech the suda that you had from beforehand. You have to bench in the place that you ate. Where did you eat? Kokama, that I ate in the second place. I mean, Mamsha went through that. I ate in two places. I can bench in the second place as well. Memelo, the halacha is that if you have more bread and you want to eat in the same place, then in the second place, you're allowed to do that, even if you have less than a kezayis, and then you can bench there. This helps even if you left b'mezid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vafilo b'mezid mahani aitakono. Shiricho can pass davar muot. Ve'ein tzarach levarach tchila berach zamoitiv leberach zamazan amash she'ochal kvar. Ve'achilis, okay. He says that you don't have to make not a bracha rishena, not a bracha korna on what you ate before, and not a bracha rishena what you're about to eat. Now, this is poshut, the Kavachayim speaks it out, as do all the Mechavis Ma'anenu. Mishnah Berurah himself speaks it out in Simukavayin Ches. He says that's all if you weren't Mesir Das. But in the case that we discussed, that a guy was at home, and he had his tuna fish sandwiches, and he went to yeshiva after his half an hour, and he got to yeshiva and he realized that he didn't bench. Zichr, he was Mesiach Das. He left because he thought that he finished, and he went to yeshiva. He thought he was finished with the suit a long time ago. It's pashit in such a case that you have to make at least a bracha rishena. You have to make a bracha rishena because you're Mesiach Das and you had yeshiva and walking together. Therefore, you would have to make a bracha rishena. Maybe when you wash your hands, you should not have. If you can have less than kedayis, certainly you don't make an antias kedayim. Even if you can have a kebeo, then. Could be that in this case you don't have to wash your hands also, because l'maisa, you've never benched, so you're still considered in the middle of a suda, and therefore you should wash without a bracha. But certainly you have to make a hamoitzi. Certainly you have to make a hamoitzi in such a case. Maybe. We're mesiach das. I didn't want to get into it. That's really, anybody that has time, you can see the end of all the halachas and netzil tadayim, then the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Perek. That's where the sugi is. It's really in chulin. A lot of the sugi of my machrenim. But zichr lechor, in such a case, you'd have to make an hour case if you would go to Nechama's bakery and pick up a piece of bread, or somebody has a little bit of bread left over from breakfast this morning. You want to take just a pause and eyes. You would have to wash and make a hamaitzi on the bread.
How are you rectifying the pizza?
The same way that you're allowed to bench on one benching, and it works for both of the achilas. Then over here, the reason why it's still considered the same suda, that one benching is going to work for both of them, l'chera. Even though now I'm making a new amaitzi, but l'chera, I'm being mamshich my suda in the fact that I still haven't benched yet, and my benching could work for both of the benchings together. Once I put myself into a matziv that I got one benching that could work for both of the achilas, then l'chera, I don't have the issue of benching not in the place where I ate, because I ate in two places. So we'll see. That's a very good question. Whether or not one benching works for two achilas, that is the sugya of Shinui Mokrim. And we'll see in Rez Hashem. The Gemara says, Lemafreya, you're supposed to, before a person makes a Shinui Mokrim, he's supposed to bench, and then when he gets a new place, he should wash again and he should make a new bracha. It's kedai to see it. The Balamar says, the reason is because one benching doesn't work for two achilas. That's what he says. But that's Rashi, but that's Kamva Kamva Shitas Rishinim. One benching doesn't work for two achilas. That's the Shitas of Balamar. We'll see that in Rez Hashem in Psachim. But we pass it not that way. We pass it that the taka does though. What? Does he have to make hamaitzi? Oh, does he have to make hamaitzi? So what happens if it's his lucky day? And Baruch Hashem, somebody put out ragalach outside. Can he be mamshich by having a ragalach and not having pas?
Is that the area you can't be
But maybe he was ready to make Mesiach Dasar Mitzudah, so he's finished. For a Kohen that he has to make Amaitzi, then certainly he's Mesiach Dasar Mitzudah, so you'd have to make him a Zaynus as well. Maybe not. As long as we Mamshach Mitzudah, then maybe it's okay. Says Mishnah Berurah, it's not okay. It's not okay. We'll see in Siv Gimel that if you had cookies at home and you got up, then you could have cookies where you are now. But if you had pasta at home, then it doesn't help you to have Ragalach and Bimam Shekhir Sudo. It's not Bimam Shekhir Sudo. You have to, the word is that you have to be Bimam Shekhir Sudo. That's only what you ate beforehand. Therefore, it's not going to help you to have a some mousse. What? Yes, then you're Iskavei Sudo and Echanami. Ken Zayn, that would work. Kumtai said, if the guy gets a yeshiva, l'chura, what he should do is, he's allowed a bench here. If it was Beshegi, he would be allowed a bench here. Is there an Indian to wash and bench? L'chura, according to Mechaim Kineski, certainly there's an Indian. Certainly there's an Indian, because he holds that, however, he holds that l'chathil should be going back. But in Echanami, even without that, l'chura, without Mechaim Kineski, then you're only being matar as the shasat chak. There's a milo to wash that you're getting the lechatchila lecher. You're getting lechatchila. If it's going to be a half state of time and money and mechula to go get your lachmania, then also once again it's the shasat chak lecher. You'll be able to be samech on the sheet of the Rambam. You don't have to bench, and you don't have to go back to bench. And the last shayla that we have is, well, it's really hagdama to the sugya of shini mokim, and that is this halacha that you're allowed to take pas, you're allowed to finish your Suda by being mamshech by having pas in the second place. Is that a din lechatchila, or is that only a din b'di'evan? Is that a din that you got to the second place and you forgot the bench, so you don't have to go back if you have pas? How about lechatchila? For example, you're in the middle of eating your tuna fish sandwich. You look at your watch, it's 3:14, and that's out. Yeshiva Smir is at 3:16 outside. So you say, I have a great eitzah. I'll take my sandwich onto the asa, and I'll finish it in yeshiva. Can I do that lechatchila or not? It's only a din b'di'evet that you got to the second place, or even lechatchila, if I didn't have in mind b'shas that I washed. Rather, I was planning on, I started eating my tuna fish sandwich at 2:45. However, things one thing led to the next. The next thing you know, it's 3:14, I still haven't finished my tuna fish sandwich. I wasn't planning on, I want to know, can I take my sandwich onto the asa and finish it in yeshiva and bench there or not? That we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, Simen Kuchayim.